Load of high, stay on track. Like, I been sick like I'm blue in the face, 100. I ain't got it, then I chasing, I'm up and I'm running. That money calling, where you at, and you know that I'm coming. So stupid for this cake, a currency dummy. Run the money up, you know what the bids. On the paper chase, never stop, you know what it is. I put it down, counting paper now. On the paper route, making clout, generating dollars off of making sound. Run the money up, you know what the bids. On the paper chase, never stop, you know what it is.
What you know, good? Tiger League. We're doing a Tiger League episode. Fuck the rest. Shout out to League of Legends, though, because it's pretty cool. Welcome back. It's been a year, but we're back. I am your host, Super Duper Diggity Dave, and I'm here with the wee drinking, beer drinking, hot dog eating you, Benny Boo. What it do?
What it do? What it do?
And I'm here with His Graceness himself, working on the ones and twos over here. It's the Gig Ricky.
Wow.
There it is. And reporting live from Denver, Colorado, he is the most hated man in fantasy, Taylor Ford.
Hey, happy to be here. Happy to be with the boys again. So excited, fellas. Let's get it.
Yeah, been a little while, man. I think we recorded a total of one episode last year. So, yeah, it's good to be back. Hopefully, we can do some more this year.
A total of four episodes.
Yeah, well, we're gonna push. We're going to make some time. We're going to do two episodes this year, hopefully. So, yeah, we're back. Excuse the music at the beginning and the end. I've been threatened to be sued by Universal Studios for the last year for all the copyrighted music I've been using. So, if you don't like it, you know, fuck you. To the four listeners that will listen to this.
We love y'all.
Yeah, much respect to those four. Steve, I'm talking to you. he listened to it four times every week, and we get those listens. But for real, though.
And that guy in the UK.
Yes, that one guy in the UK that just can't leave us alone. Much love, baby. We back. All right, we going to jump into it. I ain't going to bullshit around too long. Like I said, this is a Tiger League episode. We're not going to really worry about all the other ones. So we're going to have a draft in two Saturdays from now?
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
It's on the second Saturday.
Yeah, second Saturday, the draft will go on, and it'll be a new year. But right now, we're going to talk about last year's draft. As far as news and headlines, look, if you ain't been keeping up, then you're fucked. Because we're not telling you shit about it. Go read the news, bitch. Get on X. It's X.com now. The old Twitter. It's not a porn site, Dodie. It's not XNXX. It's just X. So, anyway.
I had bitches on there.
Yeah. We're going to go look at the final standings after last year. And look. Arshad won the league, okay? Just in case nobody knows, Arshad was number one. Somebody died. Not somebody. Damar Hamlin died on the field last year, allegedly. Game got canceled. We decided to do a playoff challenge that Johnny fought for, and he lost. So, yes, the false prophet strikes again. So, yeah. Anyways, Arshad did win the league. Johnny came in second. Yours truly is third. Ben came in at fourth. Dodie with a surprise fifth place finish. Just luck, I guess. Taylor Ford. Taylor, you finished after Dodie at six? Wow, that's cool.
Six of dicks.
After that, Steve at seven, Nick at eight, Trey Poirier at nine, Rick at 10th, Bays 11th, and you're feeling me, Smiles, Saren at 12. But the worst record was tied between Foose and Trey at 3-11. Suck my knob.
So which one of them came in last?
Well, you know, the final standings, Sarah came in last due to the...
But we do the last place to get the trophy right. Is...
So the regular season... Oh, shit, I read that wrong. I'm sorry. Trey came in last. Who did I say? Steven? It's supposed to be Trey. Nick and Trey got 3-11. Trey lost. He's in last place. Trey? I did? Okay, well, yeah. If you ain't first, you're last.
You're last.
So if you hear this, you suck. Is that the second time doing it?
I think so. I think
okay,
so.
Okay, well, if it is the second time, he tied my record with two last place finishes. I have a feeling he'll break that record here soon. But anyways, let's go on. Look, we're going to keep it real quick. I want to talk about keepers. This is our first year doing keeper leagues. What I'm going to do right now, fellas, I'm going to name from 1 to 12 what their keepers are and what round. I want a quick around the table grade, A to F, all right?
Okay.
So we're going to start our shot with the first pick. He kept Josh Jacobs at 4. Ben, what you graded?
You said an A or what?
A through F.
Yeah.
Graded. What the fuck?
C.
Okay. Taylor, what you got?
I give it a B.
B? Rick?
We'll give it a B plus.
B plus. All right. I give it
a shit
a
emoji.
C. I would give it a D because he's not that good, but I'll give it a C because he might be getting a start running back. Well, there's some... Why do y'all believe it's a good pick? Y'all believe Josh Jacobs there week one, ready to roll?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he has no leverage.
What do you got to give up, a fourth, you say? Or you give up a third?
Fourth. He got the fourth round pick.
Okay, so you give up four. So for a fourth, I think it's some good value. Got a starting running back. You could draft early, focus on some other needs probably. Kind of just depends on how he plays, though. You know what I'm saying?
But is he there week one? Well, isn't he back in town or something?
Yeah, he ended his whole out.
Okay, so he's back.
Yeah.
How you feel, Taylor?
I mean, it's more like a fit. He's got him at the 412.
Yeah, basically.
For the value.
You got him a turnaround, yeah.
You got a chance to draft good and build around, really.
Yeah, but yeah. I never was a Jacobs fan. I'm not really.
Yeah, we know.
Well, he had one great season.
One good, great season, but he's been consistent since he's been in the league.
Consistently. No, he's been consistently average. Hey, Mike. Well, no, I said Mike McDaniels. What was his name? Josh McDaniels.
Yeah.
Oh God.
He likes to run the ball. So if Josh Jacobs was there,
he unlocked him.
Huh?
He might have been locked him.
He might have. That might have been exactly what Josh Jacobs needs. So okay, let's. I'm not going to hold up too long on this. I just want to get your opinions since we had different opinions, which I already knew me and Ben was going to shit on. Okay, this is a good one. Johnny had Calvin Ridley in the 12th. Ben.
A.
Taylor.
A.
A.
A, yeah, A.
That's I have to arguably say, Riggs's, but if you look for value-wise, his pick is probably the best of the draft, as far as the keeper went.
Yeah,
to have him there.
I'd agree with that.
Well, We'll talk about that when we get to Riggs' pick.
Because I will make that argument, because I'm a Garrett Wilson guy. But we're jumping ahead. All right. I took Stevenson in the 5th. Ben?
Oh, yeah, that's A.
Taylor?
I'm going to say C.
Okay. Rick?
I'm going to say B.
B plus.
B plus?
B yeah. minus.
I say B, honestly, and that's my pick. But
I really like the guy,
running,
though.
Why I feel like it's because I just don't trust New England with their running backs. Mm-hmm. It could be committee. It could be – they're not really true to just one. So
I loved it before they signed Zeke. Because I believe they're going to give Zeke more work than what they're actually, you know, than most people actually think. But I get a running back two in the 5th. I can focus on other things. Right. Hell, even if he's my first to begin with, I'm cool with that for a few weeks. So I adjust. Taylor, why are you so down on it?
You know, Bill Belichick loves Ezekiel Elliott.
He absolutely has
loved him, and I think that Zeke is going to get by the end of the season. He's going to be getting half of the work.
Zeke not that great no more.
I mean, Zeke has taken a decline. Because he's in an offense that is one of the best running offenses in the league.
TV coming from a very good line, and he hasn't done anything about two to three seasons. So that's why I'm losing a lot of faith in him. And he's getting old. And y'all know how I am about age. So.
And my thing is, I believe Zeke's going to take touchdowns away from Ramondre. And that's why I give myself a B. You know, that's the only thing I'm going to miss out is on all the touchdown upside I thought Ramondre would get being the big dog this year. He's going to lose because Zeke's going to vulture touchdowns. And then it is what it is, but, you know, I'm good with taking. He's going probably in third rounds in most drafts. I'm good getting him in the 5th. All right. Doty picked Burrow in the 5th. Also, Ben.
Yeah, man, you gotta. Yeah, I mean, I'd give it a B.
Rick?
I would have to see what he passed up to really grade it, but just off of that, I'd go with probably like a C, B.
Taylor?
I go with a B.
I'm the same way. I think we all agree. Depending on what goes around at that time, maybe it's worse than what we thought, but getting Burrow in the fifth could be a steal, you know, depending on what quarterbacks fall. Taylor, here we go. Hopkins in the sixth.
F.
Go ahead, Rick. What you take for Hopkins in the sixth?
Man, I'll go C minus with B potential.
I go D with B potential. Look, it all depends on how Hopkins plays. Right. He's in a bad passing offense.
Correct.
He is getting older.
Correct.
He's not going to burn people as much as he used to. Will he get the most targets? Most likely, but that's targets coming from Tannehill in a Derrick Henry offense.
Correct. And you got Treylon Burks, too, who I think they're trying to get involved.
Mr. Glass, but I tell you, they're trying to get the young guy up, even though he keeps getting hurt. Taylor, explain yourself. Listen.
They are not going to look the same as they did last year. They recognize that their passing game was just not efficient. It was not worth it. So what did they do? They fired their offensive coordinator. They promoted their passing game coordinator to OC. They went out and got Hopkins. I had Hopkins on my team last year, of course, as keepers. And Hopkins was great for fantasy without Kyler Murray. I think that Tannehill is an upgrade to what he was playing with at the end of last season. He's always open. You know, he's an amazing route runner. Treylon Burks has injury. They just lost their other rookie, Phillips, for 6 weeks.
Yes.
You know, somebody's got to catch passes in this offense. I think the volume goes up. I read this thing. It said that Hopkins, the routes that he runs are conducive to Tannehill's success at throwing those routes. So they brought him in for a reason. I think he can give me 15 PPR points a week as my wide receiver 2 or my wide receiver 3.
A.J. Brown was up and down, and to me, A.J. Brown is a way better receiver when he was with Tennessee than what Hopkins is now. And they might have changed offensive coordinators, but it's a Mike Vrabel team, and y'all know
the King's still there, baby.
Thank you, Rick. They're still going to run the offense through Henry. Plus, Tajay Spears has been looking pretty good. So, even if they want to give Henry a break every now and then, I believe they can still run that ball like they want. They have a defense. No matter who – you can look at the defense. I don't know who half those fuckers are. They're going to be a solid-ass defense. And they play in the easier division in the AFC South. Hopkins, he's – look, like I said, it could – it could be.
It's a boomer bust.
Yeah, it's a boomer bust where he's at. The risk is worth.
It's not because he's a wide receiver 3. Hopkins to be a wide receiver 1 or 2.
And that's what I was about to
say. So if I get 15 points a week, that's fine.
That's what I was about to say. He's not going to be your first 2 receiver. Where you're getting him at, I can see the potential. Because if he's good and you got him on your wide receiver 3, then you got to steal.
Yeah.
And like I said, this is one I would like to talk about mid-season and see how it's working out.
Yeah.
But if Tannehill ain't produced a number 1 receiver yet, then, you know.
Fuck makes you think he's about to.
Yeah. Okay. But look, hey, like I said, man, this is a boomer bust. I'm curious to see how it's going to go. Let's go to next. Ben takes Hurts in the 4th. Ben, how you feel about it?
Nah, B.
Taylor.
I give it a B.
Rick?
I'm on board with a B.
I'm going to give it A because Hurts is going to most second rounds. And he's getting him in the 4th, which is probably going to be a top 3 to 4 quarterback, where he's getting the 4th round. So he can focus those first 3 rounds on getting those top-notch players just to stack that quarterback with. But just real quick, we're not going to stay long. We all got around the average grade. Does Hurts get better?
Yes.
Then what he did, because I think he only threw like 26 touchdowns last year.
Correct.
No matter.
So we're expecting more passing touchdowns to go along with the rushing.
Everything. He's going to have an MVP caliber season.
I feel the same way. Y'all feel he can be possibly MVP this year?
Yeah, definitely.
I just love them adding Swift.
Yes, if another pass catcher. If
he stays healthy, he's going to produce big.
Taylor, your thoughts on Hurts? You think Hurts could finish over Patrick Mahomes this year?
Oh, you talk fantasy.
Fantasy. Oh, yeah. I mean, Pat Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league.
Right.
But fantasy-wise, what's the fantasy pot?
I'm thinking solely on passing and passing.
Oh, yeah. But yeah.
I'm not factoring in the ring, man.
Pat Mahomes can come out any season and drop 60 touchdowns. He can break records if he wants to. It can happen anytime. But you feel like Hurts might be able to pass up Pat Mahomes? I believe he's past Josh Allen right now. I think he's taking that step. Teeth.
No. I don't feel like he could pass up Mahomes because the Eagles have the best defense in football. You know, they put up a record-setting amount of sacks last season. I think that's going to keep the points down. And, I mean, he finished as three last year. They didn't really add anything in the passing game. They added
Swift back there at wide receiver three.
I'm going to make one more statement about this and we can carry on, but he was top three last year, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And there were so many games where they were just blowing people out that he didn't throw the second half.
Correct.
The NFL is going to adjust. They're going to make it a little harder on him to where he's going to have to throw more. To me, I just feel like he's – like the passing touchdowns by saying, like, he had 26 last year and he finished top three. Man, he gets that number up to 35.
And he missed how many games?
Yeah, then he missed games. So, man, you give him 35 touchdowns, then with the rushing ability, I think – because, look, I know they're bringing in these running backs. They're trying to – they don't want Jalen Hurts running, but you can't take that out of the ball. Just like last year, it was like, we don't want Josh Allen running the ball. Well, Josh Allen, big ass, still ran the ball. He's just that type of player. If he sees it, he's going to take it.
The thing, though, Jalen Hurts not no run-first quarterback.
He's not. He looks for the pass.
Yeah.
He always looks for his weapons. When it breaks down, he will tuck that motherfucker in, and he can make plays on his feet.
He's capable.
I just believe if there's anybody that can take over – Pat Mahomes in the fantasy year, I believe, would be Jalen Hurts.
Pat Mahomes had 41 touchdowns last year. Jalen Hurts had 26. I mean, even if Jalen Hurts gets up to 33, 34, which is more than possible, he's still going to be chasing Pat Mahomes as far as touchdowns. I just don't see him.
But the rushing touchdowns.
But the rushing, you gotta figure the rushing, the 800 rushing yards and the probably six at least rushing touchdowns.
Because I watched a lot of Jalen Hurts last year because I have him in dynasties and shit. He isn't a run first quarterback, but when he's in that red zone, is he within them 10? The green zone, when he's in, especially when he's within 5 yards, he will drop back, tuck it in, and run it, and he would get that touchdown. And I think that's gonna keep him. That rushing touchdown number is going to be able to balance out Mahomes with the yards.
In a fantasy perspective.
In fantasy-wise, yeah, no doubt. It's all fantasy. But, hey, look, it's going to be fun to see. I want to see if he takes that next step with a good full season next year.
All right, so halfway through, I have the best pick then, y'all said.
All right. Okay, Steve got Rashad White in the 10th.
Jets.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm so mixed emotions on this because, like, you haven't seen much from Rashad White, but yet when he has shown a little bit, it's okay. It's just, is he going to be that relevant in this? Is this offense going to be that relevant?
Correct.
I agree.
Who?
No, it will not.
I would have to grade it based on who he passed up on, but taking him, I say.
I mean, it's not horrible. C. I'd say a C. More so a C minus.
If he was a pretty decent running back last year with Tom Brady in that offense, I'd be like, oh, you know. Yeah. And he did real good. I'd be like, oh, dude, that's a steal. But it's not the same team. He's got Baker Mayfield, a quarterback, who was announced a starter. I don't remember Baker throwing the running backs to begin with. Baker Mayfield is a deep ball thrower. He's trying to go down the field. They still have – man, what's that guy's name? Fuck. Who they got is there? The dude from Arizona. He's their third down back.
Chase Edmonds.
They have Chase Edmonds as their third down back, and Rashad White's more of a receiver. So, Taylor, how do you feel on him?
So, he got him in the 10th round. Yeah. We got to remember that. And we also got to remember that we assume that they're taking the best keeper on their roster. So, I think Rashad White was the best choice for him. At the 10 spot, you're talking about a second flex. You're getting a starting running back at a second flex. I don't believe Rashad White's going to be a top 12 running back. I don't. But he doesn't have to be to return value at a 10th
At the 10th spot. Yeah. If he finishes top 24, then shit. I mean, why not at the 10th?
That's fine.
Yeah, that's good. So, it just depends on how the season goes. Foose went 9th round, Madison, which I like.
8th round.
8th round. My bad. I can't read.
That Bush got your eyes crossed?
That Bush, man. No, you got him in the 9th right now.
Okay.
On your spreadsheet, so I don't know, commission. Either way, Madison that late, Ben Gray.
I say B. B plus. Taylor? Everybody be an A minus.
I give the B plus.
Rick, Madison, the 9th or 10th or 9th and 8th? C plus?
I'm just not a big Madison fan.
You don't believe that he's that good?
Madison, I thought you were talking about Rekhi White. No, Madison, I think the Vikings are going to sign a running back before the season starts. I really do think they're going to go after Taylor, they're going to sign Fournette, or they're going to sign Hunt. I don't think they're going to end the season with Madison. I give it a B minus.
I'm the same. I'm around a B. I believe Hunt's been there already. I think they come back and sign Hunt.
He went visit.
Great, he went visit and stuff. Yeah. I believe they'll sign Kareem Hunt. Madison is capable of catching the ball, but I think they would like a Kareem Hunt, who's a veteran that can run and catch. Ty Chandler has looked good in the preseason, their backup. So we'll see how that turns out. Trey had nothing at all. So we're going to pass Trey up. That's what, when you get 9th place, 9 times out of 10, you don't want to keep anybody. I mean, 10th, when you get last place, you don't want to fucking keep anybody in your roster. So, yeah, he dropped everybody. Okay, Bayes had Ayuk in the 8th, maybe? Yeah, Ayuk in the 7th. I'm sorry. How do you feel about Ayuk?
I'd say, it just depends, man, because you would think that they would get Debo more involved again this year, but I think
how long have we been waiting on Brandon Ayuk?
But he's been season. Last year he did
after his rookie season.
Yeah.
Last year was his best season though.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It might not have been his best season.
I didn't even notice.
How you feel, Taylor?
I feel like we saw Debo really fall off last season on what he was doing. I think a lot of that has to do with Christian McCaffrey. I don't think that has an effect on Ayuk. I think what we've seen from Ayuk is what he's going to be. I don't see anything that's going to change to say that he's going to be a 1,200, 1,300-yard receiver. You know, and where they paid, I mean, I give it a B-minus, C-plus.
Yeah, it's a 7th round. It's not bad.
Yeah.
You're getting some wide receiver 2, high 2, 3, you know, in the 7th round. It's not bad. Okay, we're going to go to Sarah. The 3rd round, she kept Lamar. Who I'm pretty big on Lamar this year.
Big, but that's about where his ADP. I mean, that's basically just like, you know what?
She's getting
this year for sure. No matter what, she's gonna
she's
get.
She's locked in the quarterback.
So I mean,
Taylor.
Just the him alone, you know, I say solid B.
B, yeah. That's how you feel, Taylor.
I mean, she got him. She's getting him at the beginning of the 3rd round, and I think that's maybe a little bit early for where you could get it. At the beginning of the 3rd round, you're talking about the top 3 being there. You're talking about Mahomes, Hurts, and Allen probably being there. I feel more comfortable with one of those 3. I don't think it's terrible. I give it a C.
Okay. Rick, how you feel about Lamar, where he's going?
B.
B?
It's you could have potentially got something else by not locking him, but just the fact that you are locking him, you don't lose.
It's a safe keeper. And right. And look, I'm just going to say this. I give it a B too, just for the fact, like Rick said, she's locking it in, and Lamar can go one or two ways. He can get injured, he can struggle, and he can finish as the fucking 12th quarterback, or you get a little bit of MVP Lamar again, and he's winning you weeks by himself. So locking that pick in the 3rd round, you know, with Burrow off the board, and you know, with Hurts off the board, you know what? Fuck it, lock it in and take it. I'm not mad at it. I give it a B. All right, last but not least, my favorite player in fantasy right now, Garrett Wilson.
Rick, the second best value of the keepers.
Yeah, Rick kept Garrett Wilson the 7th. In my opinion, I'm going to go ahead and give it an A+. And look, hey, I got Garrett Wilson in the dynasty, but just the fact, man, just this dude is fucking awesome. Now he gets Aaron Rodgers. We've seen what Rodgers elevated Adams to being. And let's not forget, Adams sucked his first few years in the league.
Yeah.
And eventually he elevated with Rodgers. Garrett Wilson came out balling with motherfucking Mike White, Zach Wilson, whatever, Joe Flacco did with Flacco, yeah, quarterback. Yeah. Now you're giving him Aaron Rodgers. I believe Garrett Wilson has top 3 ability in the wide receiver position that can fucking win people leagues, and Rick got him in the fucking 7th. So I give it an A+. Ben?
Yeah, I agree. You definitely got an A, strong A, because that's, I believe in Garrett too, bro. easily should be a top five receiver this year. Like,
yes,
I'm that sold on him right now.
Taylor,
we can't.
You lost, Taylor. You talking, but we don't hear nothing. We can go to Rick, get your shit straight, and we'll come back to you, Rick.
A plus, just because I like the fact I can focus on other shit.
Exactly.
And I didn't get the chance to keep him for what, two?
Yeah. Seasons? Oh yeah, you got it. You got him locked in for a couple seasons. All right, Taylor, we can hear you now. How you feel?
I give it an A plus. I think that, you know, and this is separate. Listen, Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. He's gonna make Garrett Wilson a 1,500-yard plus wide receiver. My only thing, broad strokes, is we saw Corey Davis retired. He's not much of a receiver. Not saying he is. But outside of Garrett Wilson, are we a little bit worried about this Jets passing game?
No, he got Lazard and Cobb, both reliable for him, and he got Mecole Hardman.
Yeah, he got Mecole, man. He got the speed in Mecole. What's it? Conklin?
Conklin?
Conklin's doing decent. Look, it's fucking Aaron Rodgers. And look, I'm not a Rodgers fan at all. I don't like the guy. I don't think he's
same thing, Green Bay.
Yeah,
Devontae Allen and Cass.
Exactly. You got your number one. You can spread. You got enough weapons, whatever you want to call it, to spread the ball around. Not to mention, you got Dalvin Cook, and you're going to have Breece Hall coming back to help with the run game, to keep the pressure off of him. Look, and I'm just a big Garrett Wilson fan. Like I said, I believe he's about to take that next step, and him and Olave and all that shit. But, yeah, I'm just a big fan of Garrett Wilson. I believe he can, where he's at now, in his second year, he can elevate with Aaron Rodgers and take over the game if he wants.
Yeah.
But the beauty of this is time will tell. We got to wait. So we'll wait on that, and we're going to take a quick second so I can go pee us, and we will get right back to y'all in a minute. Well, that minute's over. That minute's over. I'm about to smoke a Joe, and we're going to keep on going. All right, fellas, that was your keepers for Tiger League. We'll see how it plays out. But right now, what we're going to do is real quick, like, kind of. We're going to run through the top 12 of each position. We're going to talk about who we think should be in. Well, not who should be in. We're going to think of one player who we believe will be out of the top 12, and then one outside the top 12 that will be in. We're going to start with quarterbacks. Look, I'm getting rankings off of... God damn, Taylor. Quit the vape, bro. You can't breathe, man. You're fucking dying out there.
My man.
That's that thin air in Colorado or something? Good God. All right. Let's try it again. You sound like Ashton watching the Food Network right now. So let's go. Let's just go to the fucking the rankings. We're going to start with quarterback, all right? I'm going to name up the top 12. And then we'll go from there. Your top 12 as of now, consensus-wise, from Fantasy Pros, which is 110 fucking pros. I don't know who the fuck they are, but apparently they're getting paid for it, so fuck them. Okay, at number one, we got Patrick Mahomes. Number two, Josh Allen. Three, Jalen Hurts. No duh. Four, Lamar. Five, Joe. Six, Justin Fields. Seven, Justin Herbert, to be exact. Then Trevor Lawrence at eight. Deshaun Watson at 9, Dak at 10, 2 at 11, and Daniel Jones sneaks in at the 12th spot at your consensus top 12.
Go.
All right. Y'all heard the names. Is there anybody, and it might not be nobody y'all think could fall out, is there anybody in this top 12 you think shouldn't be there? Ben?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Dak Prescott.
Sack Prescott. Oh, shit.
No, I was just clowning, man.
Right after Daniel Jones.
Deshaun gives me question marks.
Deshaun worries you, okay? I'm just going to name a few after the top 12. You got Kirk Cousins, Geno, Anthony Richardson, Aaron Rodgers, Goff, Wilson, Carr, Stafford. After that, you pick of the litter. Yeah. So you say Deshaun worries you, or Deshaun worry you?
Just because it was, I mean, he came back last year. He didn't look good at all. He had a few flashes, but nothing really good at time. But he had a whole offseason and everything. It's just I feel he's the most subject to fall out in case he starts off rocking.
Well, I mean, fuck, he ain't played football in 2 years.
Correct. But that doesn't mean is he get it all back and get it together again? Yeah. Who knows, you know?
After two years, bro, man, after 2 years, playing quarterback ain't riding the bike, cuz. It takes a lot of shaking back after 2 years.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but he got in last year, and he took that lick.
Yeah, and so he still made top 12 on limited time.
Exactly. And
he, so he imagine what he do with a full season.
I don't think he made top 12.
No. This is going to be the top 12 projections of this year.
That's for like
this
year. I'm sorry.
But, I mean, apparently everybody's seeing what they looked at what they saw last year. They're looking at the preseason where he looks pretty comfortable. He's sitting back there. He's not – last year he just felt rushed to me. Like, he just wasn't ready for the game, man. It's a fast fucking game in the NFL.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's all I'm trying to look at. I was just trying to get one to get out. So, I mean, the rest, dude, they can stay.
Taylor, anybody you think should be out?
Yeah, I'm with Ben. It's Watson for me. Listen, we have not seen this dude perform as a top 12 back. I have trouble taking him or believing that he's going to be a top 12 back until I see it. We're getting to the point now, we come out this season, if he's not that guy, we're going to start asking ourselves, how much did Bill O'Brien play in making him a top 12 back? Could he be the next Russell Wilson?
Y'all don't know what the fuck y'all talking about.
Do some more homework, man.
We're talking about one of the best college quarterbacks in the country for years. And then he goes into the NFL as a top five quarterback in fantasy for years with the sorry ass Houston Texans, and he doesn't play football for 2 years, and he comes out kind of shady. And y'all just throw it in to just the same bucket.
Throw him. I'm just saying the other ones I'd rather before him. I mean the ones after him. All the way up to Daniel Jones.
Okay, so who would you take? Deshaun falls out of the top 12. Who are you putting? Kirk Cousins, Geno, Richardson, Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers.
You putting Aaron Rodgers in there over Deshaun?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Rodgers, Cousins, and Geno all could be top 12 backs. They were top 12 backs at different points of last season. I've seen that. They're going into strengthened systems. Like, I would feel more comfortable with those three guys over Deshaun Watson.
Man, I'm just looking at the rankings, and I was about to say, I'll take Deshaun Watson over, but look, I'm going to be realistic. Justin Fields at 6, Herbert at 7, Trevor Lawrence at 8. Deshaun Watson can fit at 6. He can go back and take his spot because Deshaun Watson is not a runner, but he will run, and he'll keep drives going. He'll run in the end zone if he has to, and I believe it's that baller's about to come back out of him. But I respect y'all opinion. Rick, is there anybody you think?
Oh, yeah.
Who's that?
Yeah, ain't no secret. I don't think Fields gonna be there.
Oh my boy! Why not? Why do you think? Oh shit, we argued about this all fucking day. So go ahead. Why do you think Fields shouldn't be? And Fields is at number 6 now. So you feel like he should be at 6, or you don't think he should be top 12?
He won't be top 12.
Ain't. Why not?
I'm just not sold on Fields as a passer. I'm just not.
You're basing this off of last year when he had Velus Jones and Claypool, and he had Mooney and Kmet, and
I'm basing it on I've just been watching him for a while, and I've just never been impressed with him as a passer, ever. From Georgia to Ohio State to even the pros. He had a good bit of success last year at fantasy, but it was because he rushed for 2,000 yards.
No, but I'm
not. Something like that.
All right. Well, I'm going to say this.
I mean, but why is that going to change?
Right, but I mean, when you're doing that, it's such a gamble that could go either way. Is the risk worth the reward?
In fantasy?
The juice is always worth the squeeze.
I tell you what.
Because running for your life like that is not here. I don't want my franchise quarterback doing that shit.
That's why I got DJ Moore.
But
I'm gonna make a comparison. But I agree what you're saying. You're taking the risk at 6, cause I mean look at who you got: Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and then it's Justin Fields. Consensus wise, you might be drafting him.
I'd go Herbert over Fields. To be honest,
I like Herbert this year too. But. So basically, you're drafting him at his, not at his ceiling, but you're drafting him where
he's pretty close.
Honestly, if he runs for another 1,000 yards, he should finish there. But I want to just say one thing about the Fields can't throw that I didn't talk about earlier. Josh Allen got drafted. He was a big quarterback. He had a big arm, but he wasn't accurate. He could not accurately throw the ball. And we've seen his rookie year; he was just running for his life. And when they brought in Diggs with the coaching, something unlocked it. And now Josh Allen's a top 3 quarterback every year. Look, now Fields doesn't have he got DJ Moore. DJ Moore is a Stephon Diggs. I give you that. Diggs was a dog. Diggs was one of the best route runners in the game when he left Minnesota and came to Buffalo. But DJ Moore is a very underrated receiver because he's been stuck in Carolina with no quarterback. I'm just saying, don't sleep on Fields, because if Fields could run at least 850 this year and he connects with DJ Moore and he still has Mooney, I think six to four is where he's going to end up. And I'm glad taking him as a sixth quarterback.
15.
Okay, well, time will tell. That's the theme of the show, time will tell. But good argument, though. I just like to compare him to Josh Allen because everybody slept on Josh Allen. And it turned his career around when he got Diggs and, you know.
Who would you take out?
Who would I take out? Shit, you already know, cuz.
Who?
Nah, look, I'm going to say Daniel Jones. Look, Daniel Jones is going to be a lot better this year. He has more weapons. Y'all can shit on Paris Campbell and all, but Campbell, he's been his go-to outside of Darren Waller, and he got Darren Waller now as a safety net. And look, this guy, Rick, put me on this fucking receiver that I'm not going to talk about, but he got the weapons, all right? And I still don't believe in him. It's Daniel Jones at the end of the day for me. I'm not, you know, Kirk Cousins can still sneak into the 12. Geno, we had the argument about Geno.
Marino.
Now, granted, he lost his rookie receiver probably for a few weeks, but still, man, Geno cut up last year. They got a good running game to back him up. I think that defense will be better. Which a good defense usually hurts you, quarterback, but I think with the weapons, Geno can pass up Daniel Jones. I take Anthony Richards over Daniel Jones. I take Aaron Rodgers over Daniel Jones. There's just a lot of quarterbacks I would take over him. And you know my boy Derek Carr about to come through and win MVP this year. So, either way, my pick is Daniel Jones. I guess he has to show me one more time, I guess, that he can be decent. He does run the ball, but fuck a duck. You can't run that much to keep staying in the top 12. But we're going to go to running backs. Let's go to running backs. My bad, I had to hit that cool. Because my boy is sitting at number one again. CMC at number one. Eckler, two. Saquon right now at three. Pollard, four. Bijan, five. Chubb, six. Henry, all the way down to seven. Josh Jacobs, eighth. JT at nine. Still don't know where the fuck he's going to end up. Ramondre's at 10. Mixon and Harris rounded out. After that, you got ETN. You got Gibbs. You got Aaron Jones, Breece Hall, Kenneth Walker, Miles Sanders, Damian Pierce. So out of those top 12, y'all feel like anybody I named in the first couple names, y'all feel shouldn't be in top 12?
Shouldn't?
Najee Harris.
Najee?
Crazy.
Yeah.
You think Jalen Warren's going to surpass him?
No.
I think that Jalen Warren is looking like a Tony Pollard-Zeke situation where Zeke just got worse and worse a little bit, and then Tony Pollard kept getting better and better. And I think that's what we see. I think this is the year we finally see Najee fall to that role where he's just short yardage guy, just when you need a couple yards. I think Jalen Warren is just much more explosive. He's a great pass catcher. We've seen that a little bit in the preseason. I think Jalen Warren has, you know, top 24 upside.
I'm going to say this. He is explosive, but Najee isn't just a short down back. He's a very good running back. Also, Najee can catch the ball, which he has got plenty of receptions, enough receptions in the last couple of years to keep him fantasy relevant. Mm-hmm. He's receiving touchdowns when they get in the red zone. And to be honest, if I'm running the offense, especially the Matt Canada offense, I get wanting to get Jalen Warren's carries, and I believe Jalen Warren will get more carries this year. But I believe if this Pittsburgh offense is going to be good, they need Najee Harris to be running the ball, to keep that threat off of Kenny Pickett's back to where it would open up for Pickens and Deontay Johnson and Freiermuth and Washington and everybody else. Rick?
It's a contract year, and the trend as of late been force feed him in a contract year. Look at what happened to Jacobs last year.
Shit.
So, Ben,
Jacobs didn't have a Jalen Warren, though. Yeah. It's Amir White. Jalen Warren is way better than anything that the Raiders had last season.
And he's also an undrafted free agent pick that has, which the team loves, but still, I don't think he has the pedigree to give him that many touches. Go ahead.
Did Jacob not lead the league in rushing last year?
He did.
What the fuck is we talking about? Not as good as what they had on the team.
I'm confused.
Yeah,
I'm saying Jacobs did not have a Jaylen Warren on the team. Like, it just was Jacobs. Zamir White was decent, but he was nothing compared to Jacob. Jaylen Warren is actually really, really good. And, like, I think that, like, Jacobs didn't have any competition. Najee has competition.
I believe Jaylen Warren is explosive. I think he's going to have big plays.
He's a good third down back.
I don't think he's going to be enough to knock Najee. Now, no. I get what you're saying. He might not be top 12. So who would you put over Najee? I'm going to name off some names. Okay, Najee's at 12. You put ETN? Is he yes or no?
No.
Gibbs?
Maybe.
No.
I like Gibbs.
I like Gibbs too. Maybe.
I like Gibbs.
Aaron Jones?
No. The fall off is coming.
Breece, Kenneth Walker, Miles Sanders, Damian Pitt. Like, okay, yeah, so man. How does he... Outside of Gibbs, I mean,
I don't see it, bro.
To me, like, I'm just
if anybody who else they got projected ahead, I'm gonna tell you what I think. Who
Joe Mixon, to me, it's Ramondre Stevenson.
I don't like Joe Mixon. Honestly, I don't like Austin Ekeler no more. I feel like that train is about to park. Who else we got?
Hey, to me, you're looking at Joe Mixon, Ramondre Stevenson, and I say he can pass. You know.
Either one of those up, to be honest. Yeah. You got to think about the situation with Ramondre with Zeke.
Yeah, he's going to lose touchdown. How that play. Exactly. So,
yeah, I'm going between Ramondre and Joe Mixon.
It's who? Damian Pierce? That's going to get in the top 12?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I think Damian Pierce was great last season. I think he's in a much better situation this season. He's played all the snaps with the starters. There's nobody else there. I expect this Texans team to take a leap under DeMarco Ryan. I could easily see him finishing as a top 12 back.
So Singletary isn't a threat to Damian Pierce.
Right. I mean, I don't think so.
I would feel more about that than the Najee Warren situation.
That's a bold take, Taylor. Damian Pierce in the top 12. We're gonna revisit this. I want to see it. I want to. And look, I like Damian Pierce. I do, but I think Singletary is a problem.
He's
like
more complete.
Yes, he's a complete back. He can break tackles. He can do everything in the middle. He can go out and catch. I believe Damian Pierce might lead the team in carries, but I believe Singletary won't be that far behind. They're going to mix it up.
All right, well, Nick, Tony, y'all heard him. Stock just went up, boys. They both hit me up for him. Got him.
Okay, you really have anybody? I think we just kind of.
I say, between Ramondre and Joe Mixon.
They'll
Joe
fall
Mixon
out.
Is my questionable, you know.
I can see Gibbs.
I really love Gibbs.
I do. I'm a big Gibbs fan. Yeah, I can see Gibbs sneaking into the top two as a rookie.
Running behind a good line, too.
And my boy Cam Akers will probably finish top 12. So I'm just calling it now. My boy Cam Akers will finish top 12.
About to be
I'm calling it now. All right, let's go to receivers. Receivers is where it gets a little interesting. Yeah.
Tricky.
I'm going to name it.
I already got mine.
We're going to go Jefferson 1, Chase 2, Cup 3, Tyreek 4. I'd rather Tyreek at 3, but that's the order. We're going to go Diggs, Lamb, Amon-Ra, A.J. Brown, Devontae Adams still at 9, Garrett Wilson at 10, Waddle 11, Olave 12.
Oh, definitely.
Now, I'm going to name a few, just a handful just outside of that so we can start making the comparisons. Devontae Smith, Keenan Allen, T. Higgins, DK, Calvin Ridley, Amari Cooper, Ben's boy, Debo, and then the beloved DeAndre Hopkins. So, do y'all see anybody falling out of that top 12 and going into the top 12? Rick, what you got?
Stupid.
Oh, yeah.
What you got, Rick?
I got Cup falling out.
Out of the top 12?
Oh, yeah. I'm
telling you. Such a hater.
I'm telling you.
What is this? Is it based on injury?
It's based on injury. It's based on a horrible team. It's based on an aging, declining quarterback. It's based on just the fact that he probably, if he don't get injured, he's probably going to be traded at some point in the season. I mean, it's just things you got to keep it real about it, you know? Yeah. It ain't no hate or nothing. I mean, look at the situation for a whole. And, I mean, Metcalf could slide up. I mean, you got a couple guys that could emerge. Olave might take off. Who knows?
You know, I like Keenan Allen this year because he got what's that Jag from Dallas, that offensive coordinator. He got Kellen Moore
with
the Chargers now, who likes to sling it. Motherfucker lost his job because they scored too many points in Dallas too fast. because they was throwing the ball too much. So I could see Keenan Allen, he's older, but I could see him just getting fucking 115 receptions if he plays the whole season and making noise. T. Higgins, take what you want. But like DK, man, we keep DK gets shit on every year. He's a damn good receiver. And then you got Ridley at 17, man. Ridley they could easily sneak in. Taylor, how you feel about the Cup comments? Let's start with that.
Well, I mean, when Cup was healthy last season, and I mean the team was terrible when he was healthy, he still was the number one fantasy wide receiver. So if you're talking about Cup taking a step back, the team taking a step back, I don't think that that's outside of the top 12. I think that's somewhere between like 8 and 11, which would support Rick's point, but he'd still be a top 12 wide receiver. I don't have any one of these receivers falling out.
It's too many good ones.
You don't have any of the receivers falling out?
No.
No? Okay. Well, you know, I don't agree on the Cup falling out of top 12, but yeah, it's kind of hard. You know, to me, it goes down to DK or to Ridley. Because, like I said, after Olave, you got Devontae Smith, who could, you know, if that Eagles offense takes off, could finish top 12. Keenan Allen has the opportunity. T. Higgins.
I want to throw one out there for you.
Who you got? Ball.
How good you think Jerry Jeudy could be now with Sean and Wilson?
Well, if Russell Wilson gets back to anything that he used to be,
I think he will with Sean.
I think Jerry Jeudy can surprise people, and you know, I don't believe in Courtland Sutton. This motherfucker has a man over his back every time he catches a ball. Jeudy to me is a way better receiver. Jeudy can separate. He can go deep. He can work the middle. He can do anything you want. So he could be a surprise dark horse top 12 receiver. I like it. You know, if Wilson gets back with Sean Payton. How you feel about Jeudy, Taylor?
He's the Michael Thomas of that offense. Courtland Sutton is going to be that deep threat guy. He's going to have his games where he goes 5 for 140 and 2 touchdowns. Not doubting that. But I think from a week-to-week basis, Jerry Judy's going to be that guy that is getting 10, 12 targets a game. You know, that's why they didn't trade him away. And I think he takes a huge step in Sean Payton's offense.
Ben, you got any thoughts of any of this? Do you believe in Russell Wilson?
That's the problem, man. From what I've seen, no.
Preseason-wise, I haven't seen shit. He looks bad. And going against second-string defenses, he still looks bad. Y'all know how I feel about Sean.
I believe in Sean too much.
Yeah, but you just
Sean is
you letting that shit.
Drew Brees made Sean. Sean didn't make Drew Brees.
Well, we're about to find out right now because Russell Wilson needs to be remade. If not, and if not, then
once bad season. Wow.
Well, I just seen what he did in the preseason.
He needs to be remade.
And in the preseason,
take him back.
In the preseason, they're keeping him in the game to go against the second string defenses, and he's still struggling moving the ball. So. I guess Tom would tell. But like you said, if Russell Wilson gets back to his top 12 performance, then Jeudy's going to benefit from that before anybody. And I believe if Jeudy benefits from that, he can blow it out of the water. Because Courtland sucks. That dude has never been a good receiver. He had one good fantasy year because that's all they had at that point. Yeah, right. They were just tossing the ball up to him and he was just coming down with it, which is a skill. But between injury and not being able to separate, the dude's not a good receiver. But
and then I don't care what y'all say, you can't count on Mike Evans, bro.
Fucking Mike Evans. Good God.
You can't count him out, bro.
Okay. Round table, right fast. Does Mike Evans get 1,000 yards receiving with Baker Mayfield / Trask as his quarterback?
No.
Taylor?
No.
Riz. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to say no. It's not good.
I promise you.
Bro, there's no way. There's no fucking way.
I say that because, bro, 1,000 is not really a lot these days.
It's not. You know, you're looking.
Now, you say 1,200.
1,200 is more of the, like, okay, that's where you need to be if you're a good receiver. But, and I get you because Mike Evans is going to go.
He's done it 9 years in a row.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
It's going to stop eventually. It's like Derrick Henry.
Well, that 6'5 is no joke, bro.
And Baker Mayfield is a good deep ball thrower.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I get the argument. I get
shit, but that really.
But
fuck my
is guess. Baker like Tom Brady had about 1.8 seconds to throw the ball last year,
right?
And that's why that offense worked, because Tom Brady got rid of the fucking ball. Baker around there scrambling around. I don't believe he's setting his feet and getting that ball to Mike Evans as much as we think he's going to do.
That big 6'5" motherfucker, you just got to throw it down the field, though.
Until he sees Marshawn, then he can't play football.
Lockdown. Goose eggs.
I'm going to just look. We got tight ends left. I'm just going to throw a couple names out there before we kind of wrap this up. No love for Debo.
I like Debo. The quarterback situation so up in the air. I don't know.
I'm not a fan of Purdy.
Me neither.
He fits the system, but yeah. Garoppolo fit the system.
Correct.
And Debo had a great year when he was running back, plus receiver.
Yeah.
But
I don't know, man.
I don't believe in Purdy. Does anybody believe in Purdy over here?
Teeth,
you believe in Purdy?
I believe in Purdy all day. You know I believe in Purdy. I think he's fine. I don't think he's a top 12 quarterback in fantasy or real life. Not saying that. But he can get this 49ers team into the playoffs and win a couple games. Can he win a Super Bowl? I'm not going to say that he can, but he is the best quarterback on their roster.
They need a free Trey Lance.
No, he's going to get freed up real quick.
I hope he go to Tennessee.
They don't need it in Tennessee. They got fucking Tannehill. Willis.
Yeah, you're right. We got They got Levis.
Levis.
Malik. Malik Willis.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Tannehill garbage there.
Terry McLaurin.
Honestly, Atlanta need to call about Trey Lance.
That's a good
one. If any team does, it should be Atlanta.
Yeah, well, we keep running the ball. That'd be an Arthur Smith specialty for sure.
Yeah.
Terry McLaurin, man, I probably honestly, bro, weird.
Scary.
I probably got Joe. What's his name?
John Dotson.
Yeah, above him, passing him up a little bit.
Yeah, look, and I got Washington, and I know it's preseason, but I've been hearing a lot of hype about this Washington team, about Sam Howell and all this bullshit. Yeah. Eric B's over there. So, man, let me watch this preseason game, and bro, that offense is spread out, and it's to where somebody's getting open, and Howell was delivering the other night. Granted, he's playing in the second string. Of course, a lot of people's getting open, but Dotson got a ceiling to the fucking sky, and Terry does too. Terry's a great receiver. Yeah, he's been doing it with shit for years. Taylor, how do you feel about Terry this year?
You know, I was really excited for Terry this season up until that turf toe. Man, turf toe is so hard for a wide receiver.
Yeah, that's
you can't
cut,
you can't plant, it lingers. It's almost as bad as a high ankle sprain. I mean, I don't know. I'm out on Terry. I wasn't very high on him going into the season. I'm out on Terry. I'd much rather Jahan Dotson at that ADP, you know, if we're taking that into account.
I feel you on that. And that's something to look at. Ben, you same thing, you know, a bad injury at a bad time.
Yeah, man. It's just the damn turf toe, bro. I've seen it with Michael Thomas. I'm not saying it's going to be that severity, but, you know, that just gives – I mean, if you don't play the first couple weeks or so, you know, that just gives your heart to go out and start shining more, and he's special. So, they got two really good – hey, it's an offense that I kind of really want to watch now. So we're going to go to the tight ends.
No, we're not. Tight end wise, you know, Kelsey's going to finish number one. Other than that, it's a crapshoot.
Andrews
number two. I believe in Waller. I think Waller can be good in that Giants offense. Is there any tight ends other than that y'all really want to talk about?
Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts.
I got one that I got my eye. Well, yeah, we can talk about him definitely.
But who you got, Rick?
I got one I got my eye on. I don't want to say. You might have to look it up. I'm going to slaughter his last name. But it's the one for this. Greg for the Broncos.
Dolchich. Yes. I do like Greg D. If Sean Payton's offense comes to fruition, I believe he can have a good year. I do like him. Taylor, you got any you like that's – you know, it's so hard to rank tight ends because of the way they're used. But is there any you kind of like this year outside of your top couple?
For me, it's Dalton Kincaid with the Bills. I think that the Bills really like their passing game, contrary to what Diggs is saying. I really think that they were happy with how everything went. I think they had some unfortunate injuries. I think that they just need a little bit to get over that hump, and I think that's going to be Kincaid. I think he's going to be just that guy that's on the field whenever they need to play.
I see that too. I think he's going to do what you like. Imagine Dawson Knox, but better last year. And people were starting Dawson Knox. I was going to go to trying to
copycat.
Talk about our, you know, who or not like really a sleeper, but who we think somebody low that can win. I'm going to go ahead and go straight to the rookies. We're going to make it quick. We're getting to the end of the show. I'm not going to go to quarterbacks. Nah, fuck it. We're going to go just a quick run through. I'm going to name a couple quarterbacks. Who do you think is going to have a better season? Anthony Richardson, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud.
Bryce Young.
Rick says Bryce Young. Ben.
I say Richardson.
Taylor.
Richardson.
I'm going to go with Richardson also just for the running ability. Let's go to running backs. I mean, we're all expecting Bijan to be good. I know three of us really like Gibbs. Are you a Gibbs fan, Taylor?
I don't mind Gibbs. I think that they're definitely going to use him. I mean, look at this passing attack. They've got Marvin Jones. They've got Amon Sengad, who's a dog. But outside of those two, there really isn't much to really talk about for the first 6 weeks. And we don't know if Jameson Williams is going to be that dude. A lot of problems to start his career. A lot of problems. So Gibbs could be pushing for 100 targets a game. Jared Goff loves to check it down. So, I don't know. I do like Gibbs,
but I'm a Jameson Williams fan also. Yeah, I think he's going to fuck all what is going on. Fuck the injury. Fuck the suspension. That's I'm going to hold on to him. The leagues I got him, and I'm just going to wait for him to cut the fuck up. So no love, you know. I'm going to name three running backs. Rank them: Charbonnet, Kendre Miller, and Bigsby. Man.
Rank them as fantasy.
Yeah, this year. Which one?
I'm going with Charbonnet number one. And then, bro, it's really a toss-up. It could go either way with Miller or Bigsby because they're both in the same situation where they're, like, third.
Man. Yeah, Ben.
Between all three of them, to be honest, what's going to separate them would be barring injuries. But I'd probably say Charbonnet as number one. And then, man, to be honest with you, I really think Tank has a better chance of getting more incorporated than Miller will AK comes back. Because then you got three rotating with AK, Jamal, and Miller.
ETN or DeForest,
though? ETN's good. I'm not knocking ETN, but I think Tank can cut into some of that work.
Yeah,
cut. Jones, too, though?
Huh?
Yeah, De'Aaron Jones, too.
Yeah, De'Aaron is going to be behind Bigsby on that depth chart come week one.
Taylor, how you feel about it? Charbonnet, Bigsby, Kendre Miller.
It's Charbonnet, Bigsby, Kendre for me. Like Ben said, listen, Kamara's going to get his when he comes back. Jamal Williams going to get a ton of goal line work. I don't see much playing time for Kendre Miller this season. Now, after this season, once Kamara's gone, he is going to be the heir to the throne. But in redraft season, nah, I'm out on Kendre.
All right, well, we're going to round it up with the receivers. Najigba is hurt. He should be back soon, but I'm going to go Smith and Najigba, Addison, Quentin Johnson, Zay Flowers.
Addison.
Man's hard.
Addison, Flowers, Johnson.
Man, that one hard because I feel like Flowers got the potential to have the biggest season. I feel like Addison can be the most consistent, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then who's the other guy you say?
Quentin Johnson for the Chargers.
He can come in as, like, at best a three.
Yeah, well, that's he's battling for the third spot right now.
So he'd be the last out of the two. But I just feel like with Addison, you're going to get the consistency because he's not a big player. He's more of like a possession wide receiver.
Yes.
But then you got Zay Flower, who he in an offense that doesn't really have a true number one wide receiver, and he definitely has number one potential. So I'd have to go with him.
Taylor?
For me, it's QJ, then Addison, then Flowers.
Okay. Why Quentin Johnson overall?
I just think, like you said, they got Kellen Moore. They're going to be in 11 personnel a ton. We've seen what Josh Palmer is. He is currently ahead of Quinn Johnson on the depth chart, however much that matters. I think by the end of the season, QJ is going to be starting outside of Mike Williams, who's always hurt. Always hurt. As far as putting Zay Flowers at the bat, listen, is this team going to be in 11 personnel a lot? I don't know, but I know that the top two are going to be Rashad Bateman and Odell Beckham. So QJ will only get on the field only at certain times. So that's why I put Zay Flowers last.
Yeah.
I feel that. I feel that. I like Quentin Johnson just for the fact that I believe he'll, like I said, I believe he's going to take over Palmer's spot. And the Mike Williams injury, man, he's hurt all the time. And if he gets that number two spot any time of the season, he can actually ball out. But at the same time, I kind of agree with Rick. I love Addison because I think he'd be more consistent than anybody. I can see Zay Flowers having big games, just not consistently. Like, I can see in good matchups that you can matchup play him against certain defenses, and you can kind of put him in your lineup and expect a good game. But, you know, at the end of the day, Mark Andrews is the number one target. Other than that, who knows, you know? OBJ's there, and we all kind of sleeping on OBJ.
He's not the season game.
You know, yeah, he probably won't make it all season, and he's not the receiver he used to be, but he's still a threat. Bateman's still there, for what it's worth, when he's healthy. It's going to be fun, man. They got a lot of rookie receivers I'm excited to watch. Running backs, too. You know, there's a lot of rookies I can't wait to see this year. I'm kind of excited to see how it's going to play out. But that's a wrap, y'all.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Tiger drafts in 2 weeks. I would love to do this again one more time. Maybe. Midseason? I don't know. Fuck. We'll figure that out. But any last words, man?
Fuck Tony.
Oh, it's fuck Tony this year. I feel you.
And when a whore came to his aid.
And his whore.
And the whore he wrote in on. And the whore he wrote in on. Fuck you, Green. Taylor, any last words?
Last words, fellas. Get ready. Tiger's coming for you.
It is. Will Arshad repeat? Will Johnny have a great year and disappear?
Yes.
Will Taylor Ford manipulate the rules to win it all?
Try to.
Next on Days of Our Lives. All right, y'all. He's Ben. He's Rick. He's Taylor. I'm Dave. Fuck yourself, Tony and Green. And Dodie. I ain't forget about you, bitch. I'm still looking for you. Peace.